Station.
Yo, what up? It's your boy, Meek Melly. We in the building.
Hey, yo, what's poppin'? It's your girl, Cardi B.
It's Kayla Brianna.
What's good? It's Kehlani.
Yeah, this is 50 Cent, Wild Not on Wild. You heard me, it's going down.
What's up? It's Megan Thee Stallion.
What up? Y'all, it's your girl, Remy Ma.
Gotta play it safe, huh? No face, no case. Once upon a time, and I heard that I was ugly. Came from a shit who wouldn't wanna fuck in my face. Bomb ass tight, rack stack of shack height. Broke boys don't deserve no piece of...
I know that's right.
What is up? It's
Ooh,
we hip hop in
the
R&B, and you already know what's going on. We got a show in store for you.
It's
the lovely Jazzy Jack.
It's Cleo, the confidence coach.
It's butter, not butter.
And it's your girl, AMG Fizzo.
Period.
What's going on?
Okay.
It's been nice, y'all.
I'm ready. I'm excited. I miss y'all.
Yes, you too.
New York was fun. New York was a
New
ball.
New York was lit.
Mm-hmm.
It was all that dirty place.
Yeah, I don't know about
put
AMG,
on your mask.
Put on your
sick.
Mask.
Lord, make sure y'all is geared up in New York because it's a little thingy thing going around.
But
we ain't gonna get into all that. We gonna have some Dear Jazzy coming up. We gonna have some things that make you say ooh wee. And you already know my girl AMG Benzo. She got that pick a side.
Which way you going?
Okay, which way? But right now, we gotta hop into that DJ Nesmith. Shout out to our girl.
We love you.
You can come on back.
We love you, Nessie Ness. Period. Y'all better hop into that DJ Nesmith, and we're gonna be right back with that one, Dear Jazzy. Let's do it.
Ooh-wee.
It's the Ooh-wee Radio Show.
The fact that y'all are doing this for money
like, where are we getting to, y'all? Like,
why did you have to bring that up?
Because it's similar. She got charged. She got charged. They both lied about stories, made them up, and they act like the cameras ain't everywhere in 2024. Mm-hmm. Y'all know they kept checking the footage. Come on now.
Yeah. Okay, well, speaking of charges, do y'all know about the situation with Amaretta and her jailbird boyfriend? So he has 27 years. They got together in 2018, and he went to jail in 2018. So he has 27 years in prison that he has to serve. And she said she's holding him down. She's not dating nobody else. She's not doing nothing else. She got over like...
Girl, you might not even be alive in 27 years.
She had over like 8 tattoos of him on her. That's why I said over. Over 8. Just
we hit double digits.
Like, and she said she's not getting them removed. And so basically she did a podcast this week, and they were asking her about it, and they were like, you know, do you think that you're being a little bit delusional? And she kind of got a little bit upset. She didn't want them to air the episode. So how do y'all feel? I feel like it's definitely delusion. How do y'all feel about the whole situation?
I feel like, you know, in a situation like that, I feel like that man, I would have had more respect for that man had he told me, do you, baby. I'm going away for 27 right. years. There's nothing I can do for you at this time. Unless you finna be in there being the kingpin in the jail, you finna be racking up all this money and sending it back home. If not, what is I'm waiting 27 years for you for, bro? I got a whole life to live. I don't even know if I'm gonna be alive in 27 years.
Yeah, that's just messed up. Mm-hmm. 27 years, she's like 20, so she's like around 24.
That means no 27 years.
He's gonna be 40 something, 50, waiting on him to get out. He's gonna probably turn into somebody pookie poo.
What happens if that man.
Y'all know how many 10 pounds that man gonna have.
She found out that she was adopted, but she ended up finding out after her adopted parents died, and she hired a contractor to come work on her home. Now, when this contractor came to work on her home, he like, wait a second, I know you. You such and such kid. Don't let nobody tell, no matter what nobody tell you, they loved you, even though you was adopted. And this woman looking like,
I was adopted?
Wait a second, huh? So, in that moment, the woman decided, okay, I'm finna do my research, I'm finna agency, I'm gonna find out who my biological family is, because now my adopted family is gone and I'm in this world alone. Because the adopted parent didn't have no kids. So she's like, okay, maybe I got siblings, which is a good thing. Anybody would do that.
Yeah, exactly.
So she did reach out to the agency, come to find out, and this is why I wanted us to talk about this story, because this is where we go wrong. Yeah, we never take the time to get to know the people around us. Cleo, brother, AMG, y'all could be my cousin and we don't even know. You supposed to take the time. You ain't my cousin. But you supposed to take the time to get to know people. Like, because come to find out, her kids been at this daycare for years. Come to find out, the lady at the daycare was her she probably saw similarities in her daughter.
She had to know if the man, the contractor, recognized her.
You had to recognize your own child for him to be like, she loved you.
Yeah, but she knew she had to give her up, so she was like, at least I can
but
do
the contractor only knew the biological family. The contractor did not know the biological family.
So who is he talking about? Oh, he loves you.
She was the contractor was talking about her adopted family. They loved you no matter what, even though you was adopted. And that's how she found out she was adopted.
Gotcha.
That's what she went to social media to say. But when she went to that agency to start doing her research, she kind of found out her mother was working in the same daycare that her kids been going to for years, and she knew her mother. They was close, really close, talked all the time.
That was purposely done. Mom getting some good karma back and was like,
for sure.
Hey, I know that I did this. I didn't handle it in the right way, so the only way I can do it is by sneaking around and getting money. I don't like it, but.
Get back close to her, so she applied to work there because if the kids been going there for years,
I'm delusional. All right, Loretta.
Make it make sense, Doctor. Make it make sense. Come on.
The mama did it intentionally. The kids been going there. She's been tracking down her daughter. She knew that the people had died and all this stuff was going on. She was like, you know what? I'm gonna work here and I'm gonna make sure I get in this room with my grandkids. And eventually, I'm gonna reunite myself with my daughter when the time is right. Because she knew that God was gonna line the stars for her.
I can't not agree with you and AMG Benzo because I feel like I don't personally have no kids, but I feel like you gotta have seen some similarities in that moment. You had to have known, like, that's my baby. She looked just like me. Even if that woman didn't look like you, it had to be something.
I know one of those kids.
Because you know people be like, oh, who your people? You know, you look just like me. Who your people? You ain't asked that question.
So yeah.
And they close.
Me and my mama gonna have a problem. Me and my room.
Like, why you like, right home, why you getting a job up here?
What you selling?
Stalking my kids.
Take the time and get to know y'all people.
Please
okay?
do though. Please do. Yes.
That's important. Yeah.
This was a R&B, y'all already know my girls in here. We ready. We having fun. Yeah. But we got to get into some things, y'all. We got to, you know, go ahead and get our little game going with AMG Benzo. With her game called Pick a Side. So let's go ahead and play. Y'all ready? Y'all know this is like, you know, y'all have, you know, just now tuning in. Pick a Side is a game where you got to pick a side. Okay? We're not going into depth. Rapid fire on y'all. Y'all pick which side y'all going with. Y'all ready?
Let's go.
LL Cool J or Method Man?
LL Cool J.
Okay.
That man is mine though, Method Man. That's my husband. Oh, not LL Cool J.
Okay, spit it out or swallow.
Spit it out.
Spit.
Oh, go ahead.
I said. Excuse me. Bad breath or body odor?
Oh.
Bad breath.
Body odor.
I say body odor. So you
rather
your body stink than your breath?
You can get gum. You can get some. No, gum don't work that long.
Halitosis is real.
But you can get some bleach, or you can go to the doctor if you can do
bleach.
Stuff. Yes, bleach bad.
I just say if your mouth stinks, that means that when you go down, you messing something up in my pH. No,
somebody
kiss. I take body odor.
Y'all know stuff linger like.
Yeah.
Like somebody
can't. I can't do the bad breaking out. I can't do the best.
Okay, next one. Boxers or briefs?
Briefs.
Okay, I will help.
Who's still wearing boxers?
You never know. I heard somebody say it the other day. I'm like, sir, I know what's going on down there.
I might take the boxers.
Exactly. I'll take them. Yeah. Okay, would you rather have sex with someone? Wait, sorry, y'all. Would you rather have someone with money or someone with loyalty?
Money.
Loyalty.
that was a good one. I don't know, y'all.
Well, yeah, what's wrong?
I'm gonna say some schmoney. I might not be loyal either. I'm not. Okay. Morning sex or night sex?
Night.
Morning.
Night. I like my
life. Morning.
It's mysterious to me. I'll be like, we can be whoever we want to be in my head.
No, okay.
I'm trying to get the day started. I need to see what's going on down there.
Hey, that's true.
I start going to bed early.
I know. Drill music or trap music?
Okay, let me ask you this real fast. Since we is a hip-hop and R&B show, I feel like drill music just came into effect. So when people say drill music, what is the difference between drill music and hip-hop?
Drill music is like, it's actually in Chicago. It's like Chief Keef, G-Herbo,
Drill music is more aggressive.
And then if you notice, New York has taken over the drill now. It's like, you've been doing more drill music. So like, the different songs that have been coming out with
Pop Smoke.
Yeah, Pop Smoke, all of them. It's turning into a thing. So that's why
I'm asking. See, that don't do nothing for me with y'all saying them names. But I feel like, when you say drill music.
So don't act like you want to get down with Chief Keef.
I will, so is drill music, like, is that hardcore music?
Yeah, it just has a whole.
And trap music is just more about getting money or what? What's the
trap is like, you know, you got
it's different beats.
Jeezy,
it's different.
Your Gucci. That was the
okay,
the
Gucci. Trap. I love me some Gucci.
You know what I'm saying? So that's what I'm saying.
I feel like drill trap music, they just be real aggressive. That's
yeah, drill music too aggressive for me. I mean, just give me R&B, please.
I mean,
I say trap.
Then you like trap music more. Why are you over here debating it like that?
I'm not. I'm just saying because I
she's
do like
pick, right.
Pick a side,
baby. Trap. I'm going to go with trap.
I'm going to go with Gerald. Y'all know I'm going to sit here.
That's why she defending me.
Yeah, I'm just letting y'all know. But y'all know how I go. Weekends or holidays?
The weekends.
Holidays.
Holidays don't come too fast for me.
Weekends.
Yeah, I do.
I don't know
how without holidays.
I got Christmas, after Christmas, my birthday, after my birthday, Valentine's Day. Oh, baby, I'm loving it.
And then you got the months where ain't nothing going on.
Spring and then summer coming.
It's always going to be a weekend. It might not be a holiday in the month. Okay. Would you win a lottery? Would you rather win a lottery or work your dream job for the rest of your life?
I think I might want to win a lottery. Yeah. I need that money.
Lottery, I've never dreamed of working.
Yeah.
Hey, I was just wondering.
Unless I'm gonna be a famous.
Never had a dream about working.
What if your dream job was to just
win a lottery?
I didn't say what your dream job was. You get to pick your dream job.
I've never dreamed of doing it.
And I'm making money in my sleep.
I think if I win a lottery, I'm gonna be doing my dream job because I'm invested into something that's still gonna have me working in some form or fashion, but in my own way.
She said no.
If I win the lottery, I'm gonna have lived the life that I dreamed of.
Well, you're only going to live for so long because you're going to run out of money.
Well, when I run out, then I run out.
She said, I'm going to run out. Okay, next one, y'all. Take baths for the rest of your life or take showers for the rest of your life?
I really love baths, but I'm going to go with showers. I don't always have time for
showers.
I would have to make time. I'm going to go with baths.
That's how I feel. I would probably go with baths. Okay, last one. Since we down here in Atlanta, Jeezy or Gucci?
That's hard.
Yeah, you better pick a side.
I'm just saying Jeezy.
Yeah.
I'm gonna go with old Gucci.
Old Gucci too. I got you, Cleo.
That's
old
what
Gucci.
I was thinking about when I was old thinking about
Gucci. I'm just kidding. Well, I hope y'all like Pick a Side this week.
Yeah.
Y'all know we gonna throw this at y'all next week. And I am your girl AMG Benzo. And y'all don't go too far because we getting into DJ Miss. She got another mix coming.
You know,
that's why she my favorite female DJ.
Girl, you need to come back because we miss you. Y'all don't go too far because we gonna do it one more time. What we gonna tell them?
You've been listening to a show everybody's talking about. It's the Ooh Wee Radio Show. It's the Ooh Wee Radio Show.
What's up, y'all? Y'all already know it's been real. It's Ooh Wee Hip Hop and R&B. And we had that Dear Jazzy, them things that make you say Ooh Wee. And we had that Pick a Side with my girl AMG Benzo. And I hope you picking the right side.
Period.
The Ooh Wee side.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, it's the lovely Jazzy J.
It's your girl, Butter, not Butter.
It's Cleo, the confidence coach.
And it's your girl, AMG Benzo.
Hey, and you already know it's been real. But as real as it gets, we got to get up out of here, okay? Shout out to my girl, VJ Mex, with that mix coming up next. Ooh, we hip hop in R&B. We out of here.
It's the Ooh Wee Radio Show. listening to a show everybody's talking about. It's the Ooh Wee Radio Show. Tune in next time.